Hello, Rabbi Leff. I was just wondering what the accepted custom is with regard to gelatin. I've been doing a little research, and I've seen that Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski brings it down that it was acceptable. But I also saw that Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler assert it. So I just want to know practically what the din is. Can I eat non-kosher gum, which is only non-kosher because of the gelatin? What about jello? Thank you. Hatzlacha. Avi from Las Vegas. Okay, Avi, there is different kinds of gelatin. First of all, gelatin made from plants or from fish and has a reliable hechsher is good according to everybody. Gelatin made from kosherly slaughtered animals, which doesn't really exist, it was made once for Barton's candy many, many years ago, is okay, and it's parif. Gelatin made from non-kosher animals, so here there was a tshuva from Chaim Ozer, who said that if the bones were dried out for an entire year, and he goes through the whole process, in a certain process with totally dried bones, he held that it was okay. There are those that argue on him that even with dried bones, the gelatin is prohibited. And pretty much that's what you quoted of Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler, and pretty much the minig in the observant world is to follow that, aside from the fact that most gelatin is not made according to the process that Rav Chaim Ozer says. It's made from hides, and it's made from meat, actual meat, and not dried out bones, and that probably is also according to everyone. And therefore, gelatin is not accepted by any of the reliable hechsherim as a kosher ingredient. However, for a chola, even a chola who is not in danger of his life, to take gelatin capsules where they're swallowed and not taken, not eaten normally, there are heterim to do that because it's shalok kederach, it's not the normal way of eating. And therefore that would be permitted.